We've been saying it since the start that this recruitment freeze is only serving to drive staff and services in the HSC into the ground. We know that it's bad for patients, bad for doctors, and this draft risk assessment that's come to light also indicates that this is broadly known within the health service as well. So we know that on account of this recruitment freeze, we've doctors working longer hours, unsafe, illegal, unsustainable hours, and as a result, patients can't be getting the quality of care that they deserve.
And in terms of immediate need, what needs to be done by the government and the HSE?
So we have been calling consistently for this recruitment freeze to be lifted. It was said at the end of last year that it would be reviewed at the end of 2023, and we've been seeking urgent meetings with the HSE to clarify when indeed this freeze is going to be lifted and to what extent. Because at the moment we're getting numerous reports in of breaches of European Working Time Directive, of empty posts leading to enormous pressure on both staff and hospital systems. And we just simply do not have enough doctors in our A&E departments, staffing our clinics, and it's patients at the end of the day who are going to feel the effects.